The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Freeman High School as we're settling in for the second half of tonight's basketball doubleheader here on Sunny 101.3. In the girls' game, completed just a few moments ago, Freeman with the win in that one. The final 66-30, Freeman taking the girls' varsity contest. Up next, boys' varsity basketball, the Auburn Bulldogs 3-1 on the year, the Freeman Falcons at 5-5 on the season. Let's move right to the starting lineup for this boys' varsity game. First of all, for the homestanding Freeman Falcons, coached by Coach Jim McLaughlin, he'll go with Easton Buss. Buss is a 6-foot senior, averaging 13.5 points per game. Owen Buss, also a senior, at 5'10", he's averaging 9 points per contest. Cam Reha. Reha is a 5'11 junior in the starting lineup. Hayden Jansen. Jansen, a junior, 6'1", averaging 11.8 points and 4 rebounds per contest. And to round out the starting five for Coach McLaughlin is Keegan White. Keegan, a 6'7 senior, averaging 17.8 points per ballgame and 6.8 rebounds for the Falcons. Starting lineup for the Auburn Bulldogs, coached by head coach Jim Weeks. They'll go with Ryan Gunther. Gunther, a 6'2 sophomore, averaging 12.3 points and 7 rebounds. Carson Levine, a senior at 6'3, 5.5 points and 2 rebounds per game. Brenton Wenzel, a 5'11 senior. He's in double figures, averaging 14.5 points per game and 4.5 rebounds. Creighton Keeling. Keeling, a senior at 6'1", just under 10 points per game and 5 rebounds. And Brian Palmer, a sophomore at 6'6", averaging 9 points and 7 rebounds for Auburn. That is the starting five for Coach Jim Weeks. I had a chance to watch his team play just a few nights ago, last week in fact. It was last Friday night at Elmwood Murdoch, and I was impressed with the pair of sophomores, Ryan Gunther at 6'2", Brian Palmer at 6'6". Those sophomores playing some pretty good-looking basketball on the baseline, inside the box and under the basket, and it'll be interesting to see if they can get that going against the big Keegan White. Keegan White, if you don't know, is 6'7", and he looks more like a football player out there than a basketball player. In fact, I saw him this fall on the sideline at one of the Peru State games as he was making a visit to the Peru State football program. Keegan White is a big man. He is 6'7" and a senior. He takes up a lot of space on the baseline. We're going to step aside for a two-minute break and be back for the opening tip-off after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in City.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDL A flatbed professional drivers Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
The Freeman High School Gymnasium here in Adams, Nebraska, as we are ready to go with our second half of our doubleheader. The Freeman Falcon boys at 5-0, the Auburn Bulldogs at 3-1. Auburn won their first three games and then dropped a game against Plattsmouth in their last outing, so they're coming against the loss off of that loss to Plattsmouth. All right, we just completed the introduction of starting lineups over the public address system. Stepping in to jump it up for the Bulldogs will be Brian Palmer, the 6'6 sophomore. Palmer will step in there. We'll see who they send to the center circle from Freeman. They're still huddled around Coach Jim McLaughlin, getting some last-minute instructions down here at the free throw line. Auburn in their all black tonight with the red numerals. Somewhat difficult to read the red on black. Freeman in the white jerseys, white pants with the dark blue numerals. Very easy to look at. It'll be Keegan White, 6'7", jumping up against 6'6", Braylon Palmer. Palmer easily controls the tip and gets the basketball out to Wenzel. To the near side, Brian Gunther with the basketball. Gunther to the top of the key, around the horn to the left wing. Back to Wenzel it comes, right side. Wenzel wants to penetrate in the paint. Guarded closely by Owen Buss. Can't get free. Now Gunther moves in, driving layup. Gunther over the top, no. Rebound, Keeling comes out with it, but they're going to say a held ball. Possession arrow goes to Freeman. So Auburn comes up empty-handed on their first trip down the court with the possession of the basketball. Here's Owen Buss on the dribble. Owen Buss, Easton Buss are both out here at the top of the key. This is Owen on the dribble, right side of the lane. Guarded by Wenzel, has to back it out, picks up the dribble, comes to Easton Buss with the pass. Easton between the legs, dribble, top of the key. He's between the circles, bounce pass goes into Keegan White. Now out to the right corner, there's a long three that's up and off, no good. Palmer's there for the rebound. Pulling down the rebound, Brian Palmer. Palmer gives it up court to Wenzel, into forecourt. Brenton Wenzel to the right side. Into the corner, lobs it back to the top of the key, up to Carson Levine. Levine hands off to Wenzel. They play catch with it. Shot clock down to 12. Wenzel picks up the dribble, finds Palmer in the paint. Palmer guarded by White. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Palmer goes up with a shot over White and got it. Nice move, working hard in there with Brian Palmer. Brian just did not give up against it. Got the shot up over White, got it to drop, and Auburn goes up 2-0. 6:37 to play first quarter here at Freeman. The ball is inbounded. Comes into Buss with the ball. Owen Buss. He dribbles between the rings at the top of the circle. Owen takes it for a driving layup. Couldn't get it, but he's going to be fouled. Oh, he hit his head on the cameraman down here underneath the basket. That's not a good place to be standing with a camera. In fact, it's not supposed to be allowed inside the free throw lane like that. Whistle and a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to be on Creighton Keeling. On Keeling, his first team foul of the quarter on the Bulldogs. At the free throw line, shooting two shots is Owen Buss. The first one is up and off, no good. He'll get a second attempt coming. We've only played a minute and a half here, 6:28 to go in the first quarter. Second shot is up. This one is good for Owen Buss. He went one out of two and our score 2-1. Bulldogs on top. No pressure here from Freeman. Auburn brings the ball down the court unmolested. With it is Brenton Wenzel. Brenton Wenzel feeds it across to the left side. Brian Gunther handles the ball. Now to Palmer in the paint. Keegan White comes out on Palmer just like last time. Palmer gives to Keeling. Keeling works to the right side. Reverses himself at the top of the circle. A cross-court pass. Again back to Wenzel. Brenton Wenzel dribbles all the way into the right side. Little floater put up from the right corner. In and out of there, no good. Rebound to Keegan White. White was reaching back over the top there of Creighton Keeling to take that away from him. White is a big man in there. They look for White inside the paint. Palmer's there with him. Turn, hook shot up and off, no good. Great job. Palmer got a hand on it. Partially blocked it, then Brian Palmer pulls down the rebound. That was some good defense. All right, Wenzel on the drive into forecourt. Wenzel at the free throw line, picks up the dribble. Gives it to the top of the key to Keeling. Keeling with it. Creighton Keeling tries to penetrate. He's triple team, double team, kicks out into the corner. Levine with an open look for three, off no good. Palmer rebound against White. Shot is up. White blocks it away. Palmer gets his own rebound. Now the ball is chased out of bounds. Touch last by Freeman. It'll stay with Auburn. Chasing after the basketball was Easton Buss. 5:12 to go here in the first quarter. It's 2-1. Auburn on top. Into the ball game for Freeman. Checking in is Jaden Weiss. Weiss checks into the lineup now for the Falcons. Inbound the ball to Wenzel. Wenzel, free throw line, picks it up to the corner, left side. Gunther. Gunther can't get in. Wenzel puts up a shot as the shot clock expires. Would not have counted anyway. Didn't get it off in time. So Auburn comes away with a shot clock expiration. And inbounding the ball, Easton Buss into Owen Buss. Now Easton across the timeline. Easton and Owen work out here at the top of the circle. This is Easton Buss one-on-one with Wenzel. Wenzel right with him step for step. Across court to Owen Buss. Buss backs it out between the rings. Picking him up is Creighton Keeling defensively. Now in traffic, back to Easton it comes again. Easton Buss looking for Weiss inside. There's a three up and good. No, they're going to call that a two. I'm sorry. It was a two for Easton Buss as he got that one. And it's 4-2. Here's a long three by the Bulldogs put up by Wenzel that's off no good. Rebound comes down to Weiss. Weiss to the left side. Feeds it to Owen Buss. Owen Buss with the basketball. Down into the corner, deep baseline, left side, backing in. They feed it underneath. Ball taken away and stolen by Palmer on the baseline. Palmer gives the outlet pass up court to Wenzel. 4-2 now is our score. That was a three a minute ago by Buss. I think signaled it a two, but that was a three. That's what they put up on the board here. So it's 4-2 is our score. Wenzel has the basketball, works to the corner, spin move in the paint. Comes back out to Palmer with it. Looking underneath for Creighton Keeling. Palmer's going to have to get a shot up. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Up and good. Brand Palmer went right up again over the top of the big man Keegan White and got it to drop. We're tied at four apiece with 3:27 to go in the first quarter. In the paint, Easton Buss. Easton out to Owen Buss right wing. Top of the circle, Weiss with the ball. Weiss trying to work against Keeling. Fall away shot up and good. Nice move to the bucket by Jaden Weiss, the sophomore. Put her down at 6-4. Freeman back up by two. 3:05 to go in the first quarter. Here comes Wenzel with the basketball across to Levine in the corner. Levine in traffic. Got double team. Top of the key. Back it comes to Gunther. Gunther hasn't had a chance to get to the basket much here. He's been guarded very closely. Gunther to the corner. Feeds into Levine. Underneath baseline, Keeling. Creighton Keeling backing in one-on-one on Easton Buss. Goes around. Comes up with a shot over Buss. And got it. Nice move. Working hard under there was Keeling. Creighton Keeling with his first bucket of the night. And we're tied at six apiece. Tight basketball game so far. 2.5 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. We're tied at six apiece. Owen Buss across. Almost stolen by Wenzel. Easton Buss comes up with a loose basketball. Kicks it to the corner. Inside, Keegan White against Palmer. Palmer blocks the shot. White with a follow shot up. Off no good. Palmer holding his own under there. Now, Palmer is a big kid himself. Grant Palmer is 6'6". I would venture to say he's probably giving up close to 100 pounds in size there to Keegan White. Now, Keegan White isn't overweight in any means. He's just a big, strong, muscular kid here. But Palmer is really holding his own. The ball went out of bounds. It's going to belong to Freeman. Falcons with the basketball. 2:10 to go here in the first quarter. We're tied at six apiece. There's a spin move. Weiss turns it up to the top of the key to Hayden Jensen. His shot is up. Rims in and out. No good. Coming down with a rebound for the Bulldogs. Blake Swanson is in the lineup now. Swanson on the floor, got that rebound. He gives off to Wenzel. Wenzel dribbles between the rings at the top of the circle. Man-to-man defense here by Freeman. Wenzel had the ball tipped away. It's going to be grabbed up across the way by Swanson. Blake Swanson feeds it back to Wenzel. He'll take it in for a driving underhanded scoop shot, lay-in up and good. Nice move to the basket by Brenton Wenzel. His first 2 points, and it's 8-6. Auburn up by two. 1:28 to play in the first quarter here at Freeman. with the ball. This is Owen Buss on the dribble. Owen Buss looks to Hayden Jansen on the left wing. Now back across court pass. Gives it to Easton Buss. Easton Buss has to back it out. Almost lost a handle on it. Winslow slapped the ball away. Buss got it back into Keegan White. White bumping against Palmer. Now they kick it out for an open look. Three. That's up and good. Hitting the three. Hayden Jansen, his first bucket of the night, and it's 9-8. Freeman goes up by one with 57 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Brenton Wenzel sets the offense, gives the ball to Keeling. Creighton Keeling. Little stutter step move goes around to Wenzel. Wenzel will try the three. It's in and out, no good. Keeling. Rebound, follow shot, put back, got it, and he's fouled. Great effort there by Creighton Keeling to get the rebound, get the put back, and draw the foul in the process. He'll be at the line for the and one. The foul is going to be called on Owen Buss. On Owen, his first team foul, number one of the quarter against the Falcons. Creighton Keeling at the line. He's shooting one shot here. 10-9. Auburn up by one with 44 seconds to play in the first quarter. Free throw is up and good. Creighton Keeling completes the three-point play the hard way. And it's a two-point Auburn lead. 11-9 now with 44 seconds to play here in this first quarter. Full court pressure being applied by the Bulldogs. Easton Buss will inbound it. He'll trigger it in under the Auburn basket against full court pressure. Easton Buss gets it into Owen Buss on the near side, comes right back to Easton. He'll dribble it up the court and being picked up defensively at midcourt by Wenzel. Wenzel right in his face. The pass comes to the near side to Owen Buss. Top of the circle. Weiss with the basketball. Easton Buss right wing. Man-to-man defense by the Bulldogs. Keegan White out of the game now, taking a breather. He's replaced by Barrett Ideas, who is 6'7", just a sophomore. He's built more the same stature as Palmer is. Right side with 5 seconds on the shot clock. Easton Buss spin move, underhanded lay-in up and good. That was a sweet move underneath the basket by Owen Buss to put that one, or Easton Buss to put that one in. There's a three by Wenzel. Wenzel got the three to drop as the buzzer sounds. And after one quarter, 13-11, the Auburn Bulldogs up by two. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, we've got a dandy going here at Freeman. After one quarter, the Auburn Bulldogs leading the Freeman Falcons 13-11. Freeman 5-0 coming into this one undefeated. Auburn at 3-1. They're only lost to Plasmouth earlier this week. So we got a dandy ball game going. Lots of pressured basketball, full court press basketball. Keegan White back onto the floor. Looks like the original five starters for both teams are back on the floor the same way they started the ball game. Auburn will have the ball to start the quarter. They inbound it to Wenzel. Brenton Wenzel, the 5'11 senior point guard, brings it into forecourt to the right side. Goes to Ryan Gunther. Here's Gunther all the way in driving, laying up and good. Nice move by Ryan Gunther for his first 2 points of the ball game. They gave him the lane, and he took it in and laid it off the glass. Nice soft touch. That gives Auburn their biggest lead of the game. Bulldogs up by 4, 15-11. Opening seconds here in the second quarter. Owen Buss to the near side. Across court pass. Cam Rehoff. Rehoff feeds it inside, stumbling. Here's a fall-away shot off the glass, up and off. No good. Safe from going out of bounds by Wenzel. Brenton Wenzel, the senior point guard. Down court with it. Picked up by Owen Buss defensively in the man-to-man defense. Got a pick set by Palmer. Wenzel with an open look. Oh, rimmed it in and out of there. Easton Buss with the rebound falls to the floor, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Bulldogs. I'll have to wait and see when they posted who they're going to tag for this one. Looks like Keeling Creighton Keeling picks up his second personal team foul, number one of the quarter. Keeling with two fouls will set out, and to replace him is Blake Swanson on the floor now for the Bulldogs. 15-11, Auburn up by four with 7 minutes, 12 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Now over on the far side, Easton Buss getting a little bit of attention here to an elbow that he cracked on the floor. Maybe has a little bit of blood. They're going to have to wrap it up. Looks like Buss is going to leave the lineup. Easton will check out. Jaden Weiss will check back in, the 6'3 sophomore. 7:12 to go in the first half. 15-11. This is the biggest lead by either team, a four-point lead right now by Auburn. They inbound the pass to Owen Buss. Buss into forecourt. Took it from Weiss to the near side. Comes over with it to Jansen. Jansen driving layup. Got it. Nice move by Hayden Jansen. He's got 5 points now, and it's a two-point Auburn lead, 15-13 your score. As Wenzel sets the offense. Wenzel to the right side. Ryan Gunther with the ball. Gunther takes it to the free throw line. Backs out. Comes back to the near side to Swanson. Now Blake Swanson wants to penetrate in the paint. Can't get there. Palmer sets a pick here for Wenzel. Wenzel had an open look for a moment. Now gives the ball to Carson Levine. Levine feeds back to Wenzel again. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Wenzel driving lay-in up. Got it, and he's fouled. Great job by Brenton Wenzel to move to the hoop, laid it off the glass, drew the foul, got it to drop. The foul is going to be called on Owen Buss. That's his second personal, first team foul of the quarter. At the line for the and one is Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel's free throw is up. It's off the back of the rim, no good. Wenzel fighting for the loose basketball on the rebound there with Owen Buss. Buss comes out with it, gives the across court pass, and across the timeline on the dribble. With the ball comes Hayden Jansen. Jansen, right wing, feeds it inside. Gunther almost had the seal, trying to knock it away from Weiss. Now inside the paint, here's a driving layup that won't go. Keegan White, White with a fall-away shot, up and off, no good. Palmer got the rebound. Great job underneath the basket again there on the defense. Down court with the basketball comes Wenzel. I think in there trying to block that one away on the last shot. That might have been Levine that knocked that one away. It was. Great job by Levine. Carson Levine with the basketball. He dribbles to the free throw line, holds it up to Ryan Gunther. Gunther feeds Palmer. Palmer's going to take it right at White again. Palmer can't get it over him. Now does go up with a shot. Soft touch. No. Couldn't get it to drop that time. Rebound comes down and cleared away by Jaden Weiss. Weiss with the basketball. He'll bring it across the timeline himself and work to the right side of the lane. Owen Buss with the basketball. Owen on the dribble, top of the circle, finds Weiss with the ball. Weiss penetrates inside the paint, can't get there. Here's a three from the right corner that's up and off, no good. Jansen, rebound. Ryan Gunther. Gunther high in the air with the defensive board. He gets the outlet pass out to Wenzel. Wenzel will push it down court. Gunther gets the ball handed to him on the left elbow. Gunther get a pick from Palmer, beats to the left side. In traffic, moving toward the basket, Wenzel. Back out it comes to Blake Swanson, top of the key, Palmer. 15 on the shot clock. Here's Gunther in the paint. Oh, Palmer was there for a minute. Wenzel backs it out. Wenzel behind the back spin move. Fall away shot. Wenzel up off the rim. No, it's going to go out of bounds, but a whistle. And the foul is going to be called on the Bulldogs. They're going to get Blake Swanson for this one. On Blake, that's his first personal, second team foul of the quarter on Auburn. Timeout taken on the floor with 4:41 to go here in the first half. 17-13. Auburn is up by four. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This holiday season, all of us at SBS Insurance want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We're thankful for our customers, our neighbors, and the communities we serve. May your days be merry, your travels be safe, and the new year bring health, happiness, and new beginnings. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's from SBS Insurance.
SBS Insurance, the home team's calling for you.
Sunny 101.3.
17-13 our score here with 4:41 left to play in the first half. Seems to be some confusion here on Press Row about the score that's up on the scoreboard. They show it as Auburn 17, the Falcons 13. And honestly, that's what I have It was 13-11 after one quarter. Auburn since has scored two field goals. Ryan Gunther got a two. Brett Wenzel got a two. So I agree with the official scoreboard here. I'm not sure my friends down the press row are kind of having a little problem accepting the score that's on the scoreboard. All right, 4:38 to go here in the first half. Bulldogs up by four. Freeman has the basketball. On the attack inside the paint, Easton Bust blocked away beautifully. Great job by Wenzel to reach up from behind. Got nothing but basketball and stripped him of the ball as he went up with a shot. It went out of bounds off of Wenzel, so Freeman will keep the basketball. Bust will inbound it. He'll trigger it in right under his own basket on the baseline. Trying to back in and making a spin move. Here's a shot up and off. No good. Rebound, follow shot, put back. Still no good. Palmer gets the rebound and pulls it out between three defenders. Great effort by Brian Palmer, the sophomore. Palmer doing battle under there, took it away from two defenders. Now Gunther's in the paint with the ball. Gunther kicks it to Wenzel. Wenzel guarded very closely now by Buss. That's Easton Buss. Out of the top of the circle, here's a three from the left elbow that's off the rim, won't go down by Levine, and the rebound comes down again to the Falcons. Fast break to the other end, spin under the basket, fall away shot, up and good. That was a nice move by Hayden Jansen. Jansen has seven now, and it's 17-15. The lead is two for the Bulldogs with 3:39 to play in the first half. Here's Wenzel against Owen Buss off the lane. Up and good. He left Buss standing there counting his change. Brent Wenzel went right around the defender, gave a little reverse spin move and laid it off the glass and put it down, and that puts Auburn up by four once again at 19-15. 3:20 to go here in the first half. Keegan White under the basket. Shot is up, in and out, no good. Palmer battles him again. Brian Palmer doing a great job. Keegan White has been averaging 17.8 points per ball game, and he has been held scoreless so far in the first half right under the basket, and that's because Palmer's got a hand in his face. Here's a three that's up and good from the left wing. Nailing that one was Wenzel. Brenton Wenzel, his second three-pointer of the night. He's got 12 in the ballgame, and it's 22-15. Biggest lead yet for Auburn, up by seven. Timeout taken by Freeman with 2:48 to play in the first half. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Sunny 101.3.
We're back with you here at Freeman High School, Adams, Nebraska. 2 minutes, 48 seconds to play in the first half, and we've got the dandy going here. The Auburn Bulldogs with their biggest lead thus far in the ballgame, up by 7, 22-15 over the 5-0 Freeman Falcons. Coach Jim McLaughlin had seen enough. He wanted to take a timeout and talk to his kids. We're moving back to live action now. Freeman with the basketball. This is Owen Buss between the rings, top of the key. Owen works the left-handed dribble. He'll dribble in, tries to shoot it up and off. No good. Rebound, try for a follow shot. Put back up and good. Getting the put back in there was Barrett Ideas. Ideas was there with the rebound and the tip in. 22-17, the lead back down to five now. Auburn led by seven momentarily. This is Brenton Wenzel with the dribble. Wenzel's going to pull up for a three. In and out of there, but the rebound to Palmer. Palmer, follow shot up and good. Ryan Palmer's got 6 points, but I'll tell you, he has played a whale of a game here against Big Keegan White defensively. 24-17, the lead is back to seven now for the Auburn Bulldogs. Into the corner, handling the ball. Rogan Ideas. Ideas top of the key, Easton Buss. Easton Buss feeds to Owen Buss. Owen trying to work one-on-one. Got nowhere, trying to go against Ryan Gunther. Gunther took the drive away from him in the lane. Now they back it down deep to Jansen. Jansen feeds it inside. Easton Buss, fall-away shot, up and off, no good. Rebound Ideas, goes to the floor with it. Gunther reaches in to try and take it away. Jump ball is going to be called. Great job, Ryan Gunther, defensively. Got down on the floor and got after the basketball. A held ball is called. Possession arrow will go to Freeman. They'll maintain the ball, but that was a great effort by Ryan Gunther on the baseline. 24-17, your score now. They'll inbound it in the corner, underneath the basket, lob it to the top of the circle. Around the horn to the left wing. Handling the ball, that's Weiss. Inside, Weiss with a shot, up, off, no good. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Bulldogs. I think they probably got Blake Swanson here. Swanson was in there doing battle. No, I'm wrong. It's going to be Wenzel. Wenzel picks up his first personal and the third team foul on the Bulldogs. At the free throw line, shooting two shots, Jaden Weiss. The first one is up and good. He'll get another shot here. Makes it 24-18. The lead is 6 with a minute 26 to go here in the first half. Second shot is up, and it is good also. Got them both. 24-19. The lead is 5. A minute 24 to go in the first half. Brenton Wenzel, a cross-court pass. Ryan Gunther. Gunther works one-on-one. Gunther trying to take it in there against Barrett Ideas. Has to clear it back up top to Wenzel. Now Palmer sets it for Gunther. Gunther goes inside the paint to Ideas, to the left corner. There's a three that's up and good from the baseline. Down deep in the corner on the left side. Dropping that one in was Blake Swanson. He nailed the three from down deep. Makes it an 8-point lead. Now the ball is turned over. Owen Buss grabbing up the loose ball is Swanson. Swanson just hit the three, and now he got the steal. 45 seconds to play in the first half. 25 on the shot clock. Gunther with the basketball. Ryan Gunther goes around the defenders. Goes into the corner. Levine's going to try another three from the corner. This one won't go. Ball is loose. Rebound to Blake Swanson. They'll have a chance to play for the final shot here now. 30 seconds to go. Shot clock is turned off. Top of the key with the ball is Wenzel. Up by 8. Auburn will play for the final shot of the period here with an 8-point lead. Now Wenzel with 15 seconds on the clock to play. Wenzel dribbling out. He's got the clock down to 8, down to 7. They're going to make sure there's no time left for Freeman to do anything. Wenzel pulls up for a 3. Got it! He hit the 3. Fred Wenzel with a great shot to close it out. And that opens the Auburn Bulldogs up to an 11-point halftime lead, 30-19. Auburn up by 11 at the half. We'll take a 2-minute break. Be back with a halftime scoring recap right after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Life is all about growing. Growing a family and a farm. There are so many milestones to take pride in. From a new crop showing its first shoots to a family buying their first home. Here to help you grow along with all your financial needs. That's Frontier Bank. For us, it's a privilege to serve you. And helping you grow is our whole reason for being. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We're back here to Freeman High School at the half. The Auburn Bulldogs up 30-19. That's what it says on the scoreboard. I'm going to be honest with you. Here on Radio Row, we have the score at 31-19 right now, with Auburn with 31 points, but the scoreboard shows 30-19. So everybody's comparing score sheets. Whatever the official scorebook shows. All right, let me compare my notes to theirs here for just a moment. Yep. Well, I'm going to report the official score, and then I'm going to give you the individual scoring, and you'll hear that it adds up to 31. Individually, for the Freeman Falcons, with 7 points is Hayden Jansen, adding 5 is Easton Buss, 4 points for Jaden Weiss, with 2 points is Barrett Ideas, and Owen Buss has 1 for their total of 19. From the free throw line, the Falcons hit 3, 4 from the charity stripe. Individual scoring for the Auburn Bulldogs, I have Brenton Wenzel leading the way with 15 points. Ryan Gunther has 2. Creighton Keeling with 5. Brian Palmer has 6. And Blake Swanson has 3. And that adds up to 31 points. Now, I realize the official scorebook is the official scorebook, but seldom do radio announcers sitting at different tables away from each other. When we agree on something, it's pretty hard to make us believe that we didn't both get it right up here. But at any event, 30-19 is the score up on the scoreboard. And we're going to take a 2-minute break here, update you with the latest weather forecast. Then we'll be back with another 2 minutes and back with the third quarter coming up. This halftime recap has been presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu.
This holiday season, F&M Bank sends you and your family our warmest greetings and heartfelt wishes. We invite you to stop by either of our locations where a fresh cup of coffee and friendly conversations await. Come meet our family at F&M, the people dedicated to caring for you. From our family to yours, may your holidays be filled with joy, peace, and cherished moments. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours. With offices in 2 locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska, services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute revealed CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your weather for the tri-state area. Passing clouds come in for this evening as temperatures fall back to around 34 with south winds gusting at times up to around 30 miles per hour. Wind switch to the north for the day on Saturday with gusts still at around 25 miles per hour, high around 47 and mostly sunny. West winds will be lighter by Saturday night, with winds up to around 5 miles per hour, then a low of 25 and partly cloudy. We'll see similar temperatures on Sunday, a high around 47 with mostly sunny skies. Increase in clouds by Sunday night, we dip back to around 33. Then Monday, a mix of sun and clouds, but warmer with a high around 57 and it will be breezy. Falling back to around 37 into Monday night with few clouds rolling through. Mostly sunny with continued mild temperatures on Tuesday, a high around 57. 40-hour forecast low Tuesday night, as more clouds are expected to push in. As we look ahead toward Christmas Eve, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds and temperatures a little bit warmer with a high around 61. Falling back to 45 Wednesday night with partly cloudy skies. Pleasant as we head toward Christmas Day, a high of 67 and mostly sunny. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Cole on Sunny 101.3.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
December is full of travel, gatherings, and holiday celebrations. Nemaha County Hospital wants to help us all stay safe this season. Their team reminds us to take breaks on long drives, stay alert even on short trips, and watch for icy sidewalks at holiday events. Our friends at Nemaha County Hospital want to wish you and your loved ones a safe and healthy holiday season. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, our halftime score, Auburn 30 and Freeman 19. And during the timeout, we solved the mystery of the one-point discrepancy. My friend Gene Buzzboom stopped by here. We were discussing that all the radio announcers had, and he said, did you guys see him wave off that made free throw? And we apparently, all three of us up here, missed that. Creighton Keeling made a free throw, and it was waved off. So he has 4 points at the half rather than five, and that makes our score 30-19. Gene Buzzboom, of course, the father of Danny Buzzboom Kelly, a Nebraska volleyball coach from here at Freeman. Gene just seated right in front of us, and a longtime friend and a sports fan here, so we chatted with him and figured out what happened. 30-19, an 11-point lead. Boy, that was a huge three that Brenton Wenzel hit right at the buzzer as time expired to give Auburn a double-digit lead moving into the second half. Keep in mind, Freeman 5-0 coming into this one. Auburn at 3-1 coming off the loss to Plattsmouth. I've been so impressed with what Brian Palmer's been able to do against the big 6'7", I'm going to say 300-pound Keegan White here. If not 300, very close to it. He's just a big man. Palmer's done a great job holding him scoreless. We move into the second half of action. Auburn will have the first possession of the basketball. Ryan Gunther dribbles to the top of the key, goes across to Wenzel with the pass. Wenzel takes a couple of dribbles to the baseline left side. Carson Levine. Levine backs his man into the paint, comes up top to Palmer. Palmer's going to back it in, go up with a shot over the top of White. Couldn't get it. Ball is tipped away. Palmer touched it last, and he says, no, that can't be. Brian Palmer questioning, thinking the ball was knocked out of bounds by Freeman. And Coach Jim Weeks just says, Mr. Palmer, go on down and play defense. 30-19, Auburn up by 11, their biggest lead of the game here as we're into the third quarter. Here comes Freeman on the attack with the ball. Cam Reha. Reha top of the key to Keegan White. Wiegand around to the left. Into the corner right side. This is Owen Buss. Ball is kicked. Goes off the foot here of Creighton Keeling. Keeling stuck a foot out there and knocked the ball away. So it'll be Freeman's basketball under their own basket. Owen Buss will inbound it. Owen Buss to toss it in just under the right side of his own backboard into Easton Buss. Easton tries to work in against Creighton Keeling. Ball away three is up off the rim, no. Chased down in the corner, safe from going out of bounds. They get it back to Easton Buss. Buss driving in, shot up over Palmer, got it. Nice job there by Easton Buss to get the drive in the lay-in for the first 2 points of the second half. With the basketball into forecourt. Driving left side, shot is up and off. No good by Ryan Gunther. Gunther couldn't get it to fall. Had a point-blank shot right under the basket. Fast break the other direction. This is Jensen with the basketball. Lob into Keegan White. Palmer's there with him. White pushes him off. Palmer blocks the shot. Stuffed him. He stuffed him. Put his hand up. Had a handful of basketball and stuffed him away. Wenzel grabs up the loose basketball, and here come the Bulldogs. With it is Ryan Gunther. Gunther works to the right side of the lane. Takes it in, driving, laying up. No, but a whistle. Let's see. He put a shot up and then went down hard into the wall, and he's down here shaking up a little bit. Palmer a little bit slow getting up in there among the cheerleaders. He didn't get to the pad. He went to the concrete wall just to the right of where the pad is. Apparently, they're going to say the foul occurred on the floor before the shot. Now they're going to see if Ryan Gunther's okay here. He's shaking up a little bit, but he's trying to walk it off. Auburn will keep the basketball. They lob it into the corner. Up top it comes. Keeling. Keeling feeds back to Wenzel. Wenzel across court pass. Carson Levine. Levine with a couple of dribbles. Works down to the low post on the right side. Come back up to Palmer with it. Now Wenzel pulls up for a three. It is off the rim, and White has the rebound. Palmer took it away from him and got the basketball. And it's going to be a whistle and a foul called. No, the ball is just tipped out of bounds off of White. Keegan White had the ball tipped out of bounds off his hands. Palmer down there battling with him. I am so impressed with what Brian Palmer is doing tonight here, the sophomore against the big senior. Auburn will have the basketball with a 9-point lead, 30-21, 6 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Carson Keeling hands the ball up. Creighton Keeling, I'm sorry, is it inside. Ryan Gunther. Now Creighton Keeling goes to the right corner. Underneath in traffic, Creighton Keeling tries to go up with a shot, can't get it. Goes to Wenzel. Wenzel driving lay-in, up and good. Beautiful move by Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel with 17 points now in the game for the Bulldogs. They're back up by 11. This equals their biggest lead of the game, 32-21. Auburn with the lead, 5.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. There's a lob pass into White, can't get it. And again, there is Palmer. Partially blocked it, got the rebound, and he has still held Keegan White scoreless. He's their leading scorer, 17.8 points per ball game, and Palmer has kept him out of the scorebook so far. 32-21. There's Levine in traffic. Palmer at the top of the free throw circle. Hands to Wenzel, across court to the near side. This is Ryan Gunther. Gunther's been held to just two tonight. He's averaging 12. Now Palmer moves in. Palmer, he'll be called for a double dribble. Got into the lane. White was there in his way. Looks like Keegan White. No, White will stay in. Let's see who's leaving the ballgame. Cam Reha is going to take a break, and to replace him comes Jaden Weiss now. 32-21. The lead is 11 for the Bulldogs. Freeman with the basketball. Owen Buss to the left side. To Easton Buss around the horn, looking for Easton in the paint. To White at the top of the key. Underneath the basket, they go to Jensen. Fall away shot, going to be blocked by Gunther. Whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be called on Ryan Gunther. His first personal, first team foul of the quarter. At the free throw line, Hayden Jensen. Hayden is a 40% free throw shooter on the season. Here he'll be shooting two shots. Shooting just 40% on the year so far at the line. This one is up and good. He got it. 40% on the season, 100% tonight for Hayden Jensen. It's a 10-point Auburn lead, 32-22 with 4:36 to go. Hayden Jensen's second free throw is on the way, and it's good also. He made them both. Hayden Jensen, 100% from the line tonight. He now has 9 points in the ballgame, averages 11.8 per contest. 32-23. The lead is back down to 9 as Brenton Wenzel brings the ball across the timeline into forecourt. Sets the offense against the man-to-man defense. Goes to the right side to Carson Levine. That's Creighton Keeling with the ball. Keeling down deep to Gunther in the corner. Gunther tries to drive the baseline. Has the ball stripped away. Loose on the floor. Everybody reaching after it. Held ball is going to be called. Possession arrow goes to Freeman. So now Freeman has got that lead down to single digits to 9. A chance to chip away at the line a little bit, the lead a little bit farther here with 4:16 to go in the third quarter. 32-23, Auburn with the lead. Owen Buss comes on the attack. Owen Bus guard picked up by Wenzel. Bounce pass goes inside the paint with it. Trying to move to the hoop. Fall away shot. Jensen up and off. No good. And there to pull down the rebound is Wenzel. Brenton Wenzel casually across the timeline. Man-to-man defense here by Freeman. Wenzel guarded by Bus. Gets a pick set by Palmer. The old pick and roll. Palmer goes into the paint. Here's Levine for three. Oh, in and out of there. That one was in the rim and popped out for Carson Levine. Couldn't get it to stay. 32-23. The lead is nine. Here comes Freeman. Easton Bus in the paint. Easton working against Creighton Keeling. Now Owen Bus for three. Up and off. No good. Ball saved from going out of bounds. Great effort here on the near side by Levine. Carson Levine saved the ball from going out of bounds, flips it into Brenton Wenzel, and Wenzel will set the offense. Wenzel across the midcourt circle to the right elbow to Keeling. Creighton Keeling with the basketball. Now Creighton goes to the baseline. He's on the right side. Tried to put a spin move on the defender. Has to clear back up top to Wenzel. 14 on the shot clock. Auburn up by 9. Wenzel goes around his defender. Floater, underheaded. Shot, a scoop shot is up and off. No good. Rebound to Freeman. Here come the Falcons on the fast break. Back the other direction. Bus hands it up to Owen Bus. His shot is up and off. No good. Ball's going to be tipped over and back. No, they saved it. Easton Bus gets the ball back. Great hustle. At the free throw line is Jansen. Out to the left elbow. Here's a three that's off. No good. Rebound Wenzel. Whistle and a foul is going to be called against Freeman. They're going to tag Owen Bus on Owen. That is his third personal, first team foul, second team foul, rather, of the quarter on the Falcons. Into the ball game now for Freeman comes Cam Reha. Reha up. Well, now they changed their mind and have him take a seat once again. 2:43 to go here in the third quarter, 32-23. The lead is 9 for the Bulldogs as Wenzel brings it across the timeline. Wenzel to the top of the circle, into the corner, baseline. Here's Gunther. Gunther in the paint, driving, laying up, and good. Ryan Gunther took it right down the avenue. He's got 4 points, and that gives Auburn the 11-point advantage once again at 34-23. Timeout taken. Freeman with 2:21 to go here in the third quarter. Auburn is up by 11. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We've got a dandy going here at Freeman High School in Adams tonight. 2:21 to play in the third quarter. The Auburn Bulldogs were leading by 2 after one quarter, 13-11. They were up by 11 at halftime, 30-19. And now with 2:21 to go in the third quarter, it's still an 11-point advantage for Auburn, 34-23. Over the 5-0 undefeated Freeman Falcons. I expected a great ball game tonight from these two teams, and that's what we've seen so far. When play is resumed, the basketball will belong to the Freeman Falcons. They will have the ball. 2:21 to go here. They'll inbound it in forecourt on the side. Toss it into Owen Bus. Owen Bus. Top of the circle, Easton Bus, across court pass. Now to Keegan White. White holds it at the top of the free throw circle. Comes back to Owen. Owen working against Gunther. Ryan Gunther won't give him the lane. They go into Keegan White. White shot is up. Blocked again by Palmer. Palmer got a handful and stuffed him again. Great defense by Brian Palmer tonight for the Auburn Bulldogs. He stuffed the big man under the basket. Wenzel brings it into forecourt. Gives the ball to Ryan Gunther. Gunther kicks back to Wenzel in the corner. Deep baseline, right side, low post, top of the key. Keeling thought about it. Now Keeling will put up a three. Got it! Top of the key, he hit the three. Creighton Keeling has 7 points in the ballgame. And this is the biggest lead yet for the Auburn Bulldogs, up 37-23 with a minute 30 to go here in the third quarter. Freeman down now by 14 points with the basketball, trying to get something going. Here's a three at the top of the circle. Got it! Nice looking three from the top of the key, put up by Hayden Jansen. Jansen hit that one from the top of the circle. It's 37-26. The lead is back to 11. Wenzel has the ball stripped away. Owen Buss with the steal. Gets it out to Easton Buss. Down court in a hurry. They come with it to the corner. Reha with the ball. Top of the circle. Moving against Gunther. Backing it in there with the ball is Hayden Jansen. Gunther won't give him any ground. There's a spin move by Buss. Up and good. Oh, that was a great move in the lane. Tip of the hat to Easton Buss. He's got 9 points now. Easton Buss went between two defenders and got it down. 37-28. An 11-point lead now. Or 9-point lead now for Auburn. Here's Gunther with a floater. Couldn't get it. Rebound White. Gunther tried to take it away. White under the basket. They get it down to Buss. Fast break. 3-on-2. Easton Buss backs it out into the corner. Here's a 3 on the corner right side that's up and off. No good. White fights for the rebound. It's taken away from him. Underneath the basket by Carson Levine. Auburn has a chance to play for the final shot of the quarter. 8 seconds. 7 seconds. Wenzel with the ball with 5 seconds. He'll put up a long, long three. Rimmed it off. Couldn't get it. Freeman will get the rebound. There's a buzzer. And after three quarters, the Auburn Bulldogs leading the Freeman Falcons 37-28. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with the good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever popular 16+6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
Great teams don't just happen, they're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do, from manufacturing to customer service. Our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions, proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years. Fast celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workitfast.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
A final in girls basketball tonight at Fall City. Palmyra over Fall City, 42-26 was the final in that girls varsity contest over on KTNC. The boys game going on right now. Dylan Hendricks has the call. A fresh 8 minutes up on the clock. We move into the fourth and final quarter. Auburn up by 9, 37-28. Bulldogs have the basketball. Ryan Gunther with the ball. Ryan Gunther comes to Wenzel. Running at the top of the key. Now Palmer out at the top of the circle. Gunther wants to go into the corner. Wenzel from the corner for three. It's off. No good. And the rebound comes down to the Falcons. Cam Reha with the rebound. Up to Owen Buss. Owen Buss. Keegan White, top of the circle. White has not scored tonight, and he averages 17 points. Here's a steal by Wenzel. Wenzel going one-on-one with Buss. Wants to take it all the way for the driving layup. Got it, and he will be fouled. Brenton Wenzel would not be denied. He took it all the way in, got the lay-in. He's got 19 points, and he drew the foul on Cam Reha. Reha picks up the foul on Cam. That is his first foul of the quarter. Free throw is up and good for Wenzel. Wenzel got the free throw to fall and got the bucket on the lay-in. Wenzel now with 20 points in the ball game, and it's 40-28. That three-point play the hard way by Wenzel has put Auburn up now by 12. Here's a driving layup by Buss. It's up and off. No good. The ball is loose. Big collision. The ball's going to get away. A whistle. Foul's going to be called on the Bulldogs. Probably on Gunther. Just a great hustle there by Ryan Gunther going after that loose basketball. He'll pick up his second personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Bulldogs. 7-11 left to go in this one. It's 40-28. Auburn with a 12-point advantage over the Freeman Falcons here in Adams. Lob pass into Keegan White. White tries to throw it in. The ball goes out of bounds. Oh, the official from the far side comes in and says one of the Bulldogs touched it. It'll stay with Freeman. Owen Buss to inbound it under his own basket. Owen Buss to toss it in. Lobs it up top. Finds Hayden Jansen with the ball. Jansen underneath Keegan White. White got the basket. He finally got one down. Keegan White and draws the foul on Brand Palmer. Well, Palmer's played some great basketball tonight here defensively. That's the first time that White's been able to get the ball in the hole. Andrew the foul. He'll be at the line for the and one. Keegan White, the and one from the free throw line. The shot is up. It's good. He got it. White's a 73% free throw shooter on the season, and he hit that one. Makes it 40-31. Now we got a buzzer sound in here. Substitute checking into the lineup for the Falcons. Back onto the floor comes Cam Reha. Reha in replacing Jaden Weiss. 7:04 to go in the ballgame. It's a 9-point Bulldog lead, 40-31. Auburn on top. Wenzel gives up to Ryan Gunther. Gunther goes all the way around the defender, kicks it to the corner. Down deep, Carson Levine. This is Creighton Keeling with the ball. Creighton Keeling hands back to Wenzel once again. Top of the circle, Palmer. Palmer right side of the lane. Backs in against White. Can't get there. Palmer needs help. Brings it back to Wenzel. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Wenzel gives it to Palmer. Palmer has the ball stripped away and stolen with the steal. Cam Reha. Reha near midcourt. Ball tipped away. Comes to the near side to Owen Buss. 9-point ball game, 40-31. Bulldogs on top, 6:21 to go. Here comes Freeman trying to chip away at it. They trail by as much as 14. Long three, up and off. Rebound to Palmer. Palmer, great job, just out jumping Keegan White to go after that one. Outlet pass comes to Wenzel. He'll bring it up the court. It's a 9-point Bulldog advantage, 40-31 with 5:59 to go in the ball game. Bulldog basketball. Creighton Keeling across court pass. Swanson in the ball game now. Blake Swanson. Here's a driving layup up and good by Gunther. Ryan Gunther found a seam on the baseline right side. Laid it in, and that gives Auburn an 11-point double-digit lead once again with 5:39 to go in the ball game. Gunther with 6 points now for the Bulldogs. Owen Buss backs it all the way back out to the midcourt circle to try and set the offense. Running against a man-to-man defense. Blake Swanson picks him up out here on the wing. Now Easton Buss to the top of the circle. Cam Reha. Reha, they almost had it tipped away, knocked it away from Jansen. He got the ball back against Gunther. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Ryan Gunther. On Ryan, that is his third personal, third team foul of the quarter on the Bulldogs. 5:17 to go in the ballgame, 42-31. The lead is 11 for the Bulldogs. Falcons with the basketball. They inbound it into the corner. Down deep to Jansen. Ball tipped away for a moment by Blake Swanson. Almost had the steal. Grabbed back up by Easton Buss. Easton Buss dribbles between the legs out on the right elbow. Now to the top of the circle. Gunther picks him up. Blake Swanson comes out after Owen Buss. Inside goes Keegan White. Follow shot up and good. Now wait a minute. I think they're going to give him the basket and be at the line for the and one. Keegan White, yes, he got the basket. He'll be at the line to shoot the and one. So Keegan White has been quiet offensively all night, now getting involved here. Takes aim. Shot is up and off. No good. Oh, they did not give him the basket. The basket did not count. They're going to give him two shots instead. Apparently he was fouled on that first attempt. The second putback did not count. So he'll have another shot coming here. The basket did not count. That's important. Free throw is up. This one is good. He got it. So White, I believe, has now made two out of three here. And it's 42-32 is our score. Bulldogs lead is at 10. Under 5 minutes to go. 4:49 to play. Wenzel comes to Swanson. Blake Swanson. Beats Ryan Gunther. Gunther all the way at the top of the key. Goes to Palmer. Palmer works one-on-one. Puts a shot up off the rim. Got his own rebound. And I think we're going to have Palmer at the line to shoot two here. Foul's going to be called on the Falcons. Foul is going to be on Jaden Weiss. That is his first foul. Second team foul of the quarter. At the free throw line will be Palmer. Brand Palmer is a 33% free throw shooter on the season. First one is up and off, no good. He will get another attempt. Palmer has 6 points tonight. They've all come from the field on 3 2-pointers. Palmer ready for his second free throw attempt here. It's on the way. It's up. It's good. He got that one to drop. So now it's 43-32. Once again, with the Bulldogs back up double digits by 11. Clock is down to 4:38 to go here now in the ballgame. Palmer's going to take a breather. Blake Swanson's in the ballgame. Gunther's in there. Ryan Gunther underneath. Handling the basketball is Hayden Jensen. At the top of the circle, a cross-court pass. Lob pass into traffic, under the basket, backing in. Shot is up. Blocked away by Wenzel. Going up with the shot was Barrett Ideas, 6'7" sophomore. Wenzel jumped up from behind, got a handle on the basketball, and blocked Ideas' shot. Went out of bounds off of Wenzel. It'll stay with Freeman. 19 seconds on the shot clock. They inbound it. Driving lay-in up and good. Inbound pass came into Weiss. Weiss laid it in. He's got 6 points. And the lead now is back down to 9. 4 minutes, 10 seconds to go. A 9-point Bulldog lead. Auburn just kind of trading baskets back and forth here now with the Falcons. Wenzel to the near side to Ryan Gunther. Gunther backs it clear out near the midcourt circle. Shot clock at 15 seconds. From the corner, long three, up and good. Carson Levine. Levine with his first bucket of the night, and that's a timely place to get your first three-pointer. Timeout taken, Freeman. 3:48 to go in the ballgame. Auburn is up by 12. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back in half a minute. You got to be enjoying this one. It's Auburn Bulldog basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Atasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SML PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, for our Freeman fans listening in tonight, we'll have Freeman basketball on again this coming Tuesday night, December 23rd. We'll be right back at this same table when Johnson County Central comes to town. The Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, it'll be a girl-boy doubleheader. Again, that's Tuesday night, December 23rd. Live from here in Adams, Freeman High School, the Freeman Falcons, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, yours truly, will be on hand to call that play-by-play for you. 3:48 to go in this one. It's a dandy. 46-34, Auburn trying to hang on here. A 12-point advantage now with under 4 minutes to play. Here comes Owen Buss. Let's see what Coach Jim McLaughlin cooked up offensively to get things going here for the Falcons. Buss at the top of the circle, Owen Buss. Gives into Easton Buss. Right side back to Owen. Owen holds the ball for a moment. Now he finds Jansen in the corner. Jansen dribbles in against Blake Swanson. Swanson got a hand up there, but Jansen got the shot to fall. Jansen now. He has 14 points in the ballgame, and it's a 10-point contest. 46-36. 3 minutes, 15 seconds to go. Wenzel with the ball. A cross-court pass finds Palmer. Palmer now hands it to Ryan Gunther. Gunther out on the right wing, top of the circle, Blake Swanson. Swanson goes to Creighton Keeling. Creighton can't get inside the paint with it. Shot clock at 10. Wenzel's going to put up a long three. Got it! Clinton Wenzel just hotter than a pistol out here. Nailed that three at a timely shot and puts him back up by 13. Under 3 minutes to go. 2:45 to play. Driving layup left side. Long three up and good. Nailing the three is Cam Rehop. His first bucket of the night. Big three-pointer here for the Falcons. Cuts the lead back to 10. 2.5 minutes to play now. 2:29. Clock ticking down. Wenzel's double team has to take a timeout to preserve the possession. With 2:26 to go in the ballgame, the Bulldogs up by 10, 49-39. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Fall City.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, we're witnessing a very competitive basketball game between two very fine basketball teams tonight here in Adams. 2:26 left to play in this one. Auburn is up by 10, 49-39. They had an 11-point advantage at halftime, and it's been pretty much even-steven basketball since that point here in the second half of the contest. Auburn by 10, 25 seconds on the shot clock. They'll inbound it in forecourt on the side. Get it into Brenton Wenzel. Brenton Wenzel with the dribble. Up off the bench or across the way, Jim Weeks shouting instructions. Ryan Gunther works to the corner on the right side of the basket. Comes back to the top of the key to Wenzel. 10 seconds. Wenzel is going to have to force up a shot on the front of the rim. Not there. Rebound. Big Keegan White went in and pulled down that defensive board. Gets the outlet pass out to Buss. Owen Buss. Owen Buss on the attack to the right wing. They come to the near side with it to Cam Reha. Reha. Now the Easton Buss, inside, turnaround shot, White up and good. They're starting to get it into Keegan White now and getting it to work. White got it down, and now we've got a timeout taken by Auburn. 1:44 to go in the ballgame, and it's an 8-point contest, 49-41. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We've got a barn burner tonight here in Adams. You just get the feeling this thing's going to come right down to the wire. The Freeman Falcons fighting, scratching, clawing their way back into this thing. They trailed by as much as 14 points. They were down 37-23 with 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Now we're down to a minute 44 to play in the game, and it's an 8-point contest, 49-41. Auburn will have the basketball against full-court pressure being applied here coming out of the timeout. Creighton Keeling will inbound it. He stands under the Freeman basket, gets it into Wenzel. They foul him immediately. As soon as they got it into Wenzel's hands, they fouled. On Freeman, that is just the third team foul. So they realize they've got some fouls to give to put Auburn at the line, waiting for the inbound pass again. Now they get it into Ryan Gunther. They come after Gunther. Gunther starts up court. The ball is out of bounds. It was tipped away by Cam Reha. Gunther, the sophomore, very pleased to see that one go out of bounds off of Reha. Could have easily been a turnover. All right, 32 on the shot clock, waiting for the inbound pass. Timeout taken to save the possession here. Creighton Keeling very wisely used a timeout. 49-41 your score. Auburn up by 8 with a minute 39 to play in this basketball game. We'll take a 30-second break. You got to be enjoying this. It's Auburn Bulldog basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, the tip of the hat to the Freeman Falcons, regardless of how this thing turns out, they have fought and scratched and just everything they could to get back into this thing, and now they find themselves within 8, still a minute 39 to play, and a lot can happen in a minute 39. 99 seconds to go. Auburn up by 8 with the basketball. They get it into Wenzel. Wenzel in backcourt being chased by Easton Buss. Wenzel gets around Easton Buss, gets it across the timeline. They're going to run as much clock as they can. Wenzel comes out to the top to Keeling with the ball. Creighton Keeling, bounce pass, goes underneath to Palmer. Palmer tries to work it inside against the defender. He's trapped, double-teamed, triple-teamed, and fouled. That is team foul number four. Still not shooting. The clock, meanwhile, is down to 1:20 to go. Shot clock at 35. Inbounding the ball, Creighton Keeling on the baseline under his own basket. Comes into Wenzel. Ball is tipped away from Wenzel. The ball knocked out of bounds over here by Easton Buss. It'll stay with the Bulldogs. 1:19 on the clock now. Now the official coming in and talking with one of the Freeman players. May have some blood. That might be an issue here. Going to have to leave the floor. Checking into the ball game will be Barrett Ideas, a 6'7 sophomore. Not sure who he's replacing here. We can't see across the way. 1:19 on the clock, 35 on the shot clock. Auburn's basketball on the side in forecourt to inbound it. Creighton Keeling will inbound the ball. Keeling looking to get it in. Going to have it. Now goes to Gunther in backcourt. Ryan Gunther, the sophomore, dribbles the ball right around the defender. Great job of getting the ball across the timeline by Gunther. Now they go to Wenzel. He's double-teamed. Wenzel's knocked down. Fast break to the other way. Driving lay-in up and good. Easton Buss got the lay-in. It's a six-point ball game. 1 minute to go. Six-point ball game. Wenzel in trouble. Wenzel has to use a timeout. This four-court press by Freeman is really taking its toll now on the Bulldogs. Wenzel got trapped down there, and they've had to burn a couple of timeouts here just to preserve possession of the basketball. Auburn is out of timeouts now. Freeman has two left. I'm going to keep it here live this time. Kirk Kilman is our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play for this one. We'll be back here again next Tuesday night, December 23rd. When the Freeman Falcons host the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, that will be a girl-boy doubleheader. Yours truly will be on hand to call it, and you'll hear it right here on Sunny 101.3. 56 seconds to play in this one. It's a six-point lead. Auburn is out of timeouts. They've bailed themselves out by calling timeouts on the last two possessions just to hang on to the basketball. The last time they brought it up against the press here, they got Wenzel double-teamed near midcourt, stole the ball, and got the breakaway lay-in by Easton Buss. And that has pulled the Falcons back to within six. Auburn trying to hang on here. 31 seconds on the shot clock, 56.6 seconds on the game clock. The score is 49-43, Auburn by six. Bulldogs with the basketball on the side and backcourt. They get it into inbounds to Ryan Gunther. Gunther comes across to Levine into forecourt. Wenzel starts up court, and Trenton Wenzel didn't take too kindly to get fouled the way they did there. That is the fifth team foul, and finally they will be putting Auburn at the free throw line. Trenton Wenzel is a 79% free throw shooter on the season this year. Here at the line, shooting two shots. The first one is on the way up, and it is off, no good. He'll have a second shot. This next one is huge because it makes it a three-possession game with 49 seconds to go. Right now, Auburn up by six. If Wenzel can drop this one in there to be a seven-point advantage, it would be a three-possession game. Brent Wenzel, free throw, on the way. Got it! It's good. He hit that one, made one out of two, and it's 50-43. The lead is seven. Quickly down court comes Buss with the ball. It's loose. Everybody after it. Easton Buss gets the loose basketball across court to Jansen. Jansen goes underneath. Great job of the steal underneath by Blake Swanson. Swanson stole it away from Keegan White. That may be the defensive play of the night by Blake Swanson, the 6'3 sophomore, as he reached around in front of Keegan White, tipped the ball away to his teammate. Wenzel came up with it, and they fouled Wenzel, and we're going to put Brenton Wenzel right back to the line. As we said, he's 79% on the season. Tonight, he's 2 out of 4 from the line. You're shooting two. The first one is up and good. Brent Wenzel has put the Bulldogs back up by 8, 51-43. Clock is down to 33 seconds to go in the ballgame. Wenzel, second free throw is up. It's good. He hit them both that time. Wenzel has made 3 in a row. Substitutes checking in. Let's see who we got coming onto the floor now. Isaiah Moyer is out here. Moyer checking in for the first time tonight with 33 seconds to go. Isaiah Moyer on the floor here to play defense. 33 seconds to play. It's 52-43. The lead is 9. for the Bulldogs. Against the full court press, they inbound the ball across the timeline. Bus comes down in a hurry. Hands it off. Here's a long three that's up off. No good. Rebound chased down by Bus. Owen Bus shoots over Gunther. Shot is up. Off. No good. Tipped around. Rebound. Gunther. Gunther comes down with a basketball, a whistle, and a foul on the baseline. Wait a minute. Gunther got the rebound. I think the foul was away from the ball, though. Clock is down to 19 seconds to play, folks. It's 52-43. Bulldogs up by 9. The foul is going to be called on Brenton Wenzel, his second. I think at the free throw line is going to be Hayden Jansen. Jansen is a 40% free throw shooter on the season. He's 2-for-2 tonight. Hayden Jansen shooting 2. The first one is up and off, no good. Be sure and stay tuned for the postgame show, our postgame show presented by our presenting sponsor, Mead Lumber Company. We'll give you a complete rundown of all the numbers, the individual scoring, and we'll let you know how your favorite player did tonight in this one. Hayden Jansen, ready for his second free throw. Takes aim. Shot is up, and it is good. He put that one down. That makes it an 8-point lead now. 17 seconds to go. Full court pressure. Creighton Keeling has the ball taken away. Stolen. Here's a three on the way. Up and off. No good. Rebound brought down again by the Bulldogs. This time pulling down the rebound is going to be Blake Swanson. Boy, there for a minute they were flirting with getting that thing down to 5 points. Now we walk to the other end and put Blake Swanson at the free throw line. Blake is a 50% free throw shooter on the season. Here he'll be shooting 2 shots. The clock is down to 8 seconds to go. Free throw is up and good for Blake Swanson. 8 seconds left to play. Auburn is up by 9. The Bulldogs appear to be on their way to getting the win over the Freeman Falcons, who here at home in Adams, Freeman was 5-0 coming into this one. Bulldogs coming off of a loss to Plattsburgh. Second shot is up. It's good also for Blake Swanson. He got them both. It's a 10-point lead, 54-44. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Driving, laying up. Off, no good by Bus. Rebound, Gunther. Ryan Gunther will dribble it out, and there's the ball game. The Auburn Bulldogs with the win tonight over the Freeman Falcons. Your final score, Auburn 54 and Freeman 44. Right now we'll take a 2-minute break. Don't go away. Stay tuned here to Sunny. We'll be back with the postgame show in just 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
The answer is yes, SBS. Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family owned, Nebraska raised, world class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Cable Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Freeman High School. Your final score tonight, the Auburn Bulldog Boys with the win over the Freeman Falcons. 54-44 is your final. It's time now for our postgame show, being presented by Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Mead Lumber, our presenting sponsor, bringing you this postgame scoring recap. Well, first, let's take a look at the numbers for the Freeman Falcons. They had two players in double figures. Hayden Jansen led the way. He had 15 in the ball game. Easton Bust finished the contest with 11. Adding six was Jaden Weiss. Also with six was Keegan White. And we'll talk more about that in a minute, the great job that Brian Palmer did tonight on Keegan. Keegan ended up with 6 points. Also with six, Jaden Weiss. 3 points tonight for Cam Rehoff. And chipping in two was Barrett Ideas. Owen Bust was held to 1 point tonight for their total of 44. Free throw shooting, Freeman hit 8 out of 11 for the game from the charity stripe. For the Auburn Bulldogs, a big night offensively for Brenton Wenzel. He led the way with 26 points, and he was the only Bulldog in double figures. After that, the scoring really spread around. Creighton Keeling had 7. Brian Palmer had 7. Ryan Gunther finished with 6. Blake Swanson had 5, and 3 points tonight for Carson Levine. That adds up to 54. Free throw shooting for Auburn, they went 7 out of 11 at the charity stripe. The score by quarters, Auburn led after one period, 13-11. That big 3-point bucket at the end of the second quarter, first half, by Brenton Wenzel put Auburn up by 11 at halftime, 30-19. After three quarters, lead had been cut to 9 at 37-28. But then Auburn went on to post a 10-point win, 54-44. With the win, Auburn improves their record to 4-1 on the year. The Freeman Falcons fall to 5-1. In the girls' contest earlier tonight, girls' varsity basketball, the Freeman Falcons got the win over Auburn. The final in that one was 66-30. Another final we had for you here earlier at Fall City and girls' varsity, it was I know Palmyra got the win over the Fall City girls. I don't see where I wrote it down, but we do know it was Palmyra getting the win. Here, 54-44, the final. Again, we invite you to be with us next Tuesday night. We'll be right back here. Freeman fans especially, if you're interested in that, we'll have live coverage here on Sunny 101.3 when Johnson County Central comes to town. That will be a girl-boy doubleheader Tuesday night, December 23rd. The girls' game set to tip off, we think, around 6 o'clock. So we hope you'll join us for that broadcast. So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage. For Kurt Kilman, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight here at Freeman. It's the Auburn Bulldogs 54 and the Freeman Falcons 44. Good evening, everyone. Merry Christmas, and thanks for listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and your MSC Sports Radio Network.